You are listening to the weekly message from Mount Helena Community Church. Celebration services are every Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Gateway Center. Or join us live online at www.mounthelena.cc.
Last week, we were presented with a question. JR asked us this. He says, I wrote it down. He says, are you running your life or is your life running you? It's not on the screen, just up here. Everybody was like, screen's not working. He asked us, are you running your life or is your life running you? And I think that no matter how you answer the question right now, would it be safe to say that you can probably relate to both sides of that question, right? I would guess you've all had moments when you're feeling great, everything's under control, birds are singing outside, 70 degrees, but then you've also had moments when there's not enough time in the day or week or month or year, you have no idea what's going on. Life is completely running you and life is kicking your butt. Anybody? Yeah. So I've been thinking about the same sorts of things recently, and I've been thinking about our lives and our schedules and busyness, and I want to put a disclaimer in here because I just want to be honest. I actually like a lot of that. I mean, I really do. I like fast-paced. I like just that whole, you know, I have to look at my calendar to know what I'm doing next. I mean, I like that fast-paced, that whole feeling productive. Jeff Pessina was here a couple weeks ago, and he talked about the ethic of work. So we're not railing against any of that. And I actually want to say I like fast-paced. Pursuing goals, see, that's all good. And actually, my wife told me a couple weeks ago, I think she meant it as a compliment, but she told me that I don't rest very well. I think that was a compliment, right? Yeah, we'll go with that. It was a compliment. And so I like all that, but in all honesty, I was telling the guys a couple weeks ago that every now and again, I'll find these gaps in the schedule. Everybody go like this to prove that you're listening to me right now. Yeah, right here. I find these gaps in my schedule, and sometimes they look more like this, right? It could be like 10 minutes on my lunch before I have to go back to work. It could be an evening, right, when we don't have anything planned. But there are these gaps, and the thing that I like about these gaps is I don't have to go do something. And more importantly, I don't have to go be somebody. You know, I'm not pursuing any goals in these gaps. And it's just, I explained it to the guys that it's, what it is it's space, right? It's just time where I can go, oh, okay. And it's in those moments when I pull out my nothing box. Anybody, you've heard of the nothing box? There's this bit that Mark Gungor with Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, he says, guys, you have a nothing box that you just pull out the nothing box and you do nothing. Like you can literally stare at a wall for 15 minutes and you're fine with that. And I'm like, yep, that sounds great to me. And I pull out my nothing box. And mine, I don't often stare at walls, but you know, it might look different. Sometimes I'll take a nap or watch TV or take a walk, but there's just time when I don't have to do something. And it's in those moments that I slow down and I start to reflect on really life, right? On everything. And all these questions start to flood my head. It does not sound very restful to you, but it really is restful to me because all these questions will start flooding my brain like, what's the plan? You know, like, what are you doing? What's your goal for the next season? And maybe the biggest question that I get, the most unnerving, is what does God have planned for you next? You know, and sometimes, just being honest, the answer is, particularly to the what does God have planned, my answer is, I don't know. You know, I have no idea. No idea what God has planned. And I thought, well, the reason that that is my answer, the reason that I don't know what God has planned is because life is so busy and loud and crazy that I haven't slowed down enough to ask him, right? I haven't made room for the whisper. That's what I'm calling it. And what do I mean by that? Let me show you what I mean. If you have a Bible, open it up to 1 Kings. We're in the Old Testament 19. If you don't, I'm going to put it on the screen for you. What I want to share with you is part of the story of a guy named Elijah. Okay? For those of you guys that haven't heard the story, he's one of my favorite characters in the Bible for a lot of different reasons, but he was a prophet. And in this section that we're going to see, we're jumping right into his story. This is a pretty critical junction that we're finding him in. This is a pretty intense situation. He just took on Jezebel, who was a pretty intense lady. And after this huge confrontation, he got news that she was coming to kill him. She was coming for his life. And so the Lord finds Elijah under a broom tree. And in this moment, it's a pretty dark moment in Elijah's life, because Elijah was actually asking that the Lord would take his life. He's saying, I'm done. I want out. So it's a pretty intense situation. So let's read this. Elijah, he's under the tree. He just asked the Lord to end his life. 1 Kings 19:6. All at once, an angel touched him, Elijah, and said, get up and eat. Elijah looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and he drank, and then he lay down again. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him. So this time the angel of the Lord touched him, and he said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up, and he ate, and he drank, and he drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There, he went into a cave, and he spent the night. Pause. So Elijah got some rest, got some nourishment, travels a month and a half, and he arrives at a place called the Mountain of God. I think a lot of times we think, okay, that's Bible, it's common, people don't, no. You just traveled a month and a half, and now you're at a place called the Mountain of God. Do you think something's going to happen here? No? Yes. If I was Elijah, I would be freaking out if I just arrived at the Mountain of God. So the word of the Lord came to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? Just like the question I was just talking about. What are you doing here, Elijah? Now I want you to listen, because you're going to hear some pain in Elijah's voice right now. Verse 10, Elijah replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars and your prophets, and put your prophets to death with the sword. Remember, Elijah's a prophet. And put all your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. A month and a half ago, he just asked the Lord to take his life. And so now, after being strengthened, right? He was strengthened. He went on this journey. You think, okay, everything's better. He's still got this thing in him. He's still feeling hopeless and with despair. And he says, and now they're trying to kill me too. Well, the Lord responded. Verse 11, the Lord said, go out, stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord's about to pass by. I don't know what you're thinking right now, but if I'm Elijah, I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, right? Elijah's track record, a month and a half ago, he said, God, kill me, I want out. And then he was strengthened and nourished. And now, a month and a half later, he said, he's whining, right? He was like, hey, all this stuff is going wrong. Jezebel's coming for me. There's nobody left. All your prophets are put to death, and they're trying to kill me too. And the Lord says, go stand on the mountain, for I'm about to pass by. If I'm Elijah, I don't know if I'm about to be killed or if I'm about to be blessed and comforted. This is a very unnerving time. Just my opinion. So, here's what happened. Then, a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart. Let's just stop on that. What? A powerful wind tore the mountains apart. If he was on Mount Helena, he just ripped Mount Helena in half, okay? With wind. That's big news. But no, it's not stopping there. Great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart, shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. That's not what the Lord wanted Elijah to see. He's not speaking through the wind, right? After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Of course not, right? After the earthquake came, anything else? After the earthquake came, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. This guy just saw three natural disasters in a very short amount of time. And he's up there standing on the mountain wanting to see God. God's about to pass by. God's not in any of that. He's not in the mountain tearing apart. He's not in the earthquake. He's not in the fire. At this point, if I'm Elijah, I'm saying, okay, then where are you? Right? You're not in any of that. Where are you? After the fire came a, what? A gentle whisper. Look at this, though. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. This was the first record of Elijah covering his face. Isn't that interesting? The wind, the fire, the earthquake, that didn't make Elijah cover his face. But when God spoke through a whisper, it made Elijah cover his face. Why? Well, there's a couple reasons, I think. Number one, I don't know anybody that can whisper a long distance. That's called yelling. So I prefer to think that when God whispered, he was close. And I have no idea what an audible God's whisper sounds like, but I'm betting that I would cover my face at that point as well. The other reason, though, is there's power in that. God created the world by speaking it into existence. That's the power that God has. And now he just whispered something to Elijah, and it made him cover his face. If you read on in the story, it's a great story. If you read on, you'll see what happens. God continues speaking life and direction to Elijah from a whisper. So I want to share some news. This world, I don't think it's going to get any less hectic or less busy for us. And there's always going to be more demands on your time. But I've heard it said recently that I was reading a blog and this guy had a really interesting point of view. He says, we don't actually manage our time. And I thought, what? That's going against productivity hacks, you know? He says, you don't manage your time. You manage your choices, which fill your time. You can't manage your time any better than anybody else can because you all have the same amount. But you can manage your choices. And so the question I've been asking myself recently and the question I'd like to put to all of you this morning is a choice. And the choice is, will you make room for that whisper? And it's really, if I can be honest with myself, it's really easy to say, oh yeah, no problem. It's easier said than done, right? It's easier said than done. But, I mean, think about living with that kind of anticipation for a second. You're Elijah. You've just gone through this month and a half of traveling. Now you're on this mountainside, and God says, I'm about to pass by. What does that do to your soul? Good or bad? What does that do to your soul? Your radar's up, right? You're anticipating something. You're waiting for this thing to happen, good or bad. And I think about that in terms of today. Man, if I answer that question that I ask myself, will you make room for the whisper? What kind of anticipation am I living with? Like, okay, the New Testament teaches us that God speaks to his children today. I speak to my sheep and my sheep know my voice. So this isn't just Old Testament, this is today. And there's just this anticipation that I've been filled with in current days, like, what does God want to say to me today? And will I slow down to hear it, to hear that whisper? So the question is, if you can't manage your time, if you can only manage your choices, you have a choice. Will you make room for that whisper?
For more information, visit our website at www.mounthelena.cc. Download our mobile app available in iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to check us out on Twitter and Facebook.